We're joined now by Morehead Spud, boys hockey head coach, John Ammerman. Coach, congratulations on the section championship and punching your ticket back to the state tournament. This section tournament for 8AA, your squad really controlled it, outscoring your three opponents by a grand total of 25-3. Your wins over Brainerd, Elk River, Zimmerman, and then Bemidji last night. Where is your team at, and why are they so darn dominant this year?
Well, we'd like to think we're playing our best hockey right now. This is a team that, like many throughout the state, but really has been on a mission for the last year and maybe even extend beyond that. It's a group that's had a ton of success through youth hockey. And now it's their turn to kind of show that at the high school level. They kind of took their lumps last year. You know, it was a young and inexperienced group that took their lumps with our schedule in a borderline 500 season and an early exit in the section tournament. And I'm really proud of how they really went to work in the off season. I know a bit cliche, but they really committed to this goal, to be able to go back to St. Paul. And they worked tremendously hard, obviously outside of our season, but within their own time, and now their hard work is paying dividends. The section tournament comes with all kinds of nerves, right, in a one and done situation, but the regular season prepared them for it, and they've been playing well, and they've done a really good job of getting themselves ready for this last week and a half.
You had mentioned how last year's squad was really youth-filled, inexperienced, but of course you take all those lumps and you learn from them and you become a more well-versed hockey team. Your season opener, you fell in a really tight one on the road in Plymouth against Wayzata 3-2, and then you proceeded to rattle off 22 games in a row victories. A couple of wins against Edina, who we know is going back to the state tournament, St. Thomas Academy, Roseau, of course, a normal opponent for you guys, Hermantown. When you just see how tough that schedule was, I know Morehead wants to schedule outside of the section and the conference, really tough matchups, but at what point did this team start to turn and realize, hey, you know what, we're one of those state championship-type contenders?
Well, really from the start, but I would say to really have it be realistic was over the winter break. We went down to the cities and played Edina, Eden Prairie, and St. Thomas Academy on consecutive nights, and then a week later we played St. Thomas Academy again, and just through that stretch we kind of knew we had something special, or at least, throughout consecutive nights, because every high school athletic team can be really good on certain nights, right? But to be able to put that back to back says a little bit about not only their ability, but their focus. And I think the one thing about this team is we've shown that we can win in different ways. Our forwards are great at moving the puck and extremely dynamic, but we've gotten better at having a B game, when maybe the puck isn't bouncing and we aren't able to make those one-touch plays, we're able to get after their defensemen and play a bit of a simpler game. So it's been really fun to see where they're at. Like you mentioned, our schedule prepares us for these situations, right, where it really exposes some of your deficiencies. And I think that was really the case the last week of the season. We welcomed Rogers to Morehead, and then we went down to Hill Murray, two teams that have an opportunity to go to the state tournament. We might see them next week, but it really got some things on tape to get our attention back to what was at hand, and that we still have some progress to make. And it's been really great to show our kids that, and they've welcomed that instruction with open arms.
One thing that is certain when it coming to success in hockey at all levels, whether you're talking high school, juniors, college, the NHL level, good goaltending is, of course, a large portion of being successful and being able to get yourself to where you guys are currently at, which is in the state tournament. I remember a three-year-ish stretch of Kai Weigel going out and just playing incredible hockey in net, and now you have this young man in Charlie Stengym who's got 25 wins out of 28 cracks at it this year. He gives up less than two goals a game, a .913 save percentage by the numbers that I have in front of me. where has his development gone, and what has he meant on the back end of your defensive pairings, and just how solid he's been all season?
I think just a great story. Charlie is a great kid, and he had a tremendous amount of success growing up. He was on state championship Bantam teams, and he had to wait his turn. And I think he would admit that was really tough for him, right? He was behind a guy, and the nature of goaltending, there's only one net. But he didn't complain. He didn't pout. He didn't run away from it. He embraced getting better every day, and now he's really relishing it in his year, right? His senior year. Mm-hmm. He's extremely close with his friends. His guys compete for him, which is very noticeable. And he's taken advantage of his opportunity. He not only has a great year for us, but he's been being recognized. He's up for the Brimsek Award, which is the top senior goaltender, and it's very deserving. He's an awesome kid, and he did it the right way, and he's being rewarded for it. It's really fun to see.
And if we look, that's just absolutely tremendous, and we're wishing him luck in that. You know, in mentioning up for awards, of course, your leading scorer, Mason Kraft, you know, Mr. Hockey Minnesota, a finalist for that. But you have six young men that are averaging at least 1 point a game. Mason on top of that averaging right about 3 points a game. That you just don't have one guy that does it. You have a couple of lines that goes out and gets it done each and every night. I know that they grow up, they play Bantams together, they play youth hockey together, but it just seems like the depth of this team and also the chemistry of this squad is just firing on a whole new level. What has it been like coaching those, not just top couple of lines, but really one through you know, the entire fourth line at this point?
Yeah, it's fun to watch, and it's given teams matchup fits, right? At the AA level especially, every team has a top line that can play with anybody, and it's really that depth that wins at the end of the year. And we're fortunate in having that. Mason's having a tremendous year, maybe a record-setting year, depending on how these next couple of games go here in Moorhead. Zach Zimmerman as a sophomore is really picking up where he left off as a freshman, and those two have been extremely dynamic together. And then you add in Tyden Bergeson and Brooks Cullen and Carver Hasbargen as returning players that have really stepped up from even where they were at last year as contributors. But really the thing about high school hockey and adding depth is instead of at youth hockey, usually you have two classes, you know, two age groups. At high school hockey, you have three, maybe four. And our sophomore class, although a bit small, has really stepped up and really contributed. Last night, in the section final, Evan Wanner scores two of our first three goals as a sophomore. Max Cullen is a versatile player that plays in all situations. And then Drew Simonich, a defenseman that comes in a group that is all returning and kind of finds his way into the lineup and has contributed. And in last night, he played outstanding. So it's been really fun to see. And it breeds inner competition too, right? That not only makes us better in games, but more importantly in practice. So it's an awesome group of kids, and we're really excited for their opportunity next week. And right now it's exciting, and hopefully that continues for about 10 more days here.
And hopefully I'm not being too repetitive, but I wanted to piggyback off of how you just wrapped up that last one and mentioned a couple of names with you know, Cullen, Wanner, Zimmerman, Kraft, those four young men all scoring goals in that section championship against Bemidji. We had talked a bit about the chemistry. We talked about the depth. But I think when you see numbers like that, the selflessness of this squad is something that has really separated them from the majority of the state this year. Is that something that is taught within the program? Is that something that these young men have just had coming all throughout Bantams? Or is that something that is just really instilled once you get to the varsity level?
Well, I think it helps, right, that it's a group that's been together for quite some time, right, you know, and had some success. They share the puck extremely well at times, to be honest. They're maybe a little too unselfish, where they're trying to make the perfect play as opposed to the right one. And it's just been really fun to watch the growth. Like, we had a great start this year, but where we're playing right now, we really like our group, and we think we have a chance. Especially our forwards up front. They, like I mentioned, they give other teams fits, because you can't really key on one line. Like last night, We had scoring from all three of our forward lines. And it was 5-on-5 and on the power play. So, in all situations, they've had success, and hopefully that's something that pays dividends next week.
Definitely. Well, Coach, thanks for a couple minutes of your time. Regardless of Saturday morning, what the seeding ends up coming out to be, whether you end up with the top seed 2 or 3 or anything else in between, we're looking forward to cheering you on. I know Larry Knutson will be on the call here on WDAY Radio, and we're very optimistic on some success at the state tournament at the X next weekend. So thanks for your time, and hopefully we can have a really positive conversation next week about some success.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. We're looking forward to it.